Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavegh on the City of Puranjana. Text 10. Teshu tatriktahareshu griha koshanu jivishu nirudhena namatvena vishayeshvava badhyata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Puranjana's attachment for these things was very deep-rooted. Please repeat. These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers of the king, of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Puranjana's attachment for these things was very deep-rooted. Purport Jai Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the word riktahareshu, meaning plunderers of wealth, is very significant. One's sons, grandsons, and other descendants are ultimately plunderers of one's accumulated wealth. There are many celebrated businessmen and industrialists who produce great wealth and are highly praised by the public, but all their money is ultimately plundered by their sons and grandsons. In India, we have actually seen one industrialist who, like King Puranjana, was very much sexually inclined and had a half a dozen wives. Each of these wives had a separate establishment that necessitated the expenditure of several thousands of rupees. When I was engaged in talking with him, I saw that he was very busy trying to secure money so that all his sons and daughters would get at least 500,000 rupees each. Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Thus, such industrialists, businessmen, or karmis are called mudhas in the shastras. They work very hard, accumulate money, and are satisfied to see that this money is plundered by their sons and grandsons. Such people do not want to return their wealth to its actual owner. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Yogya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. The real proprietor of all wealth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the actual enjoyer. So-called earners of money are those who simply know tricks by which they can take away God's money under the guise of business and industry. After accumulating this money, they enjoy seeing it plundered by their sons and grandsons. This is the materialistic way of life. In materialistic life, one is encaged within the body and deluded by false egoism. Thus one thinks, I am this body, I am a human being, I am an American, I am an Indian. This bodily conception is due to false ego. Being deluded by false ego, one identifies himself with a certain family, nation, or community. In this way, one's attachment for the material world grows deeper and deeper. Thus, it becomes very difficult for the living entity to extricate himself from his entanglement. Such people are graphically described in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. In this way, Idam madhyam yalabdham imam prapsye manuratham idam astidam api me bhavishyati punardhanam asomaya hata shatrur hanishye cha paranapi ishvaroham aham bogi siddoham balavan sukhi adyo bijanavan asmi kunyosti sadrisho maya yakshedasya mimodeshya ityagyana vimohitaha. The demonic person thinks, so much wealth I do have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future, more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemy will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. In this way, people engage in various laborious activities, and their attachment for body, home, family, nation, and community becomes more and more deep-rooted. Om Gyanati Marandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svafadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. Translation once more. These sons and grandsons were virtually plunderers of King Puranjana's riches, including his home, treasury, servants, secretaries, and all other paraphernalia. Puranjana's attachment for these things was very deep-rooted. So although in these chapters of the Bhagavatam, these verses are allegorical story told by Narada Muni to King Prachina Barishad, it is actually a reality in this world that people are very much attached to sex life, and because of that they become entangled in material existence. And they will have to suffer all kinds of reactions, take the consequences of all those activities and they perform. And this material world is sometimes called Maitunya Agara, which means we are bound here up by the shackles of sex desire. And to control that sex desire and offer it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by becoming a grihastha, entering this ashram of spiritual life, and performing the Garbhodan samskar, we can become liberated. Krishna even says that this kind of sex life is no different than myself. It's completely transcendental. And one can also practice brahmacharya or sannyas and completely refrain from sex indulgence, mentally, physically, in all ways. So then one becomes liberated from the material world. So it's just a matter of sex, whether it binds one or it can liberate one, if one uses it properly. And so Srila Prabhupada, he gives... No, first I say that in this verse it is explained how the king becomes plundered by his relatives, like sons and servants, secretaries, Prabhupada also said that he knew an industrialist personally. He has experienced that this man was very much in anxiety, trying to give inheritance to his sons. And we can see that everyone in this world is working very hard, and then after some time, he has to give everything up anyway, so he has to leave it to his relatives. Srila Prabhupada also quotes a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Bhuktaram Yajya Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shantim Richati, that we have to recognize the real owner of everything in this world, because Krishna is Bhuktaram, which means he's the supreme enjoyer. He's the Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of all world and all planets. He's the controller of all the planets and all the demigods on these planets. And Suridam Sarvabhutanam, he is the ultimate best friend of all the living entities. Krishna is the Purusha, and the living entity is Prakriti. The Purusha means the supreme enjoyer. And Prakriti means that which is enjoyed by the supreme enjoyer. And Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajanti mam bhura bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all the spiritual worlds, all the material worlds. Everything emanates from me. And the wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So Krishna is the creator. Krishna is the maintainer. Krishna is the destroyer. All the energies are Krishna's energies. Bhumera punalo vayu kamano buddhirevacha hunkara ityame bhina prakritirashtada. 8 separated energies are mine, inferior energies, Krishna says. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, whatever we can see in this world, it belongs to Krishna. So gold is also made, money is made, all kinds of material facilities, everything is made of Krishna's energy. Even all persons are made of Krishna's energy. Mamayivamsha jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. We are part and parcels of Krishna. We belong to Krishna. We are his energy. Tatashta shakti. Krishna has many, many unlimited energies. Higher energy, the middle energy, the lower energy. But all this belongs to Krishna. And in the spiritual world, Krishna is actually the real householder. Sometimes he becomes a householder. And then he has 16,000 palaces with 16,000 queens. And in all these palaces, he enjoys like the supreme householder. And it is said also that in each palace, with each queen, he had 10 children. And so ultimately, his whole family added up to 1 million family members. Now, that's what I call the Grihastha life, 100 family members. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so amazing, so wonderful. And we just try to imitate him here in the material world. But we are suffering. Like the verse that Prabhupada quoted, that I quoted again, Bhaktaram Yagya Tapasam. The last line is said, Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati, which means if we accept Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller, the supreme proprietor, and the supreme friend, then we attain peace in this world. We become free from the pangs of material existence. There are many, many different forms of suffering. The threefold misery, adiatmika klesha, adibhautika klesha, adidaivika klesha. Adiatmika klesha means that when we're in this world, we have to experience physical and mental suffering. Adibhautika klesha means suffering is caused by others around us. There are so many other people who try to exploit us, who are causing suffering to us. People are exploiting nature, polluting nature, the pollution of the environment, putting toxins in the water, in the air. They force us to work hard for them in horrible factories sometimes, and politicians, they just take our taxes and they create a mess in this society for us. And so-called spiritual leaders misguide people, scientists misguide people. So this is going on by other human beings. There is crime, there is violence, there is terrorism. So, and even our own family members cause problems to us. Our children, sometimes they become drug addicts, or the daughter gets pregnant too soon, something like that. It's horrible. What an anxiety in this world. So this is all adibhautika klesha caused by human beings, but then there are other beings in this world. There's 8,400,000 different species of life. So there is, in tropical countries, there is cobras, snakes, very frightening, scorpions, mosquitoes, too many of them, bugs. And here we have wasps, and after the summertime, so many wasps sting our visitors all the time. And also mosquitoes we have. And we have these flies in the tent. I was one time in the tent and these flies were stinging me like anything during the summer festival. It was quite hot in there. These are special flies. They sit on horses and sometimes on cows. How you call them?
Horse flies.
Yeah. Ooh. And I had pain and itch for many weeks. It didn't go away, you know. Like a mosquito bite will go away in a couple of days by itself. If you can tolerate it, that's good. But these, you couldn't hardly tolerate. So even here we have this horrible animal. And then there's germs and viruses. Lethal viruses, you know, like lethal weapons. Lethal virus, the AIDS virus, yeah, like that. So this is suffering caused by other living entities. And then there is the suffering caused by the forces of nature, earthquakes, strong winds, storms, floodings, too dry, too hot, too cold, all kinds of problems all the time with nature. You can see it in the news. There's always something going on this planet Earth by the forces of nature. Then we have also fourfold misery called Janma, to take birth in this world, and to take rebirth, over and over again, millions and millions and millions of times. You come out of the womb and you say, you start crying immediately. That is the signal of that something should be wrong here. Something is not right, isn't it? Why does the baby not laugh? Like, wow, what a far out place here. It's nice to come here. No, he starts crying. That's the first thing. It's horrible to come here. Compared to the spiritual world, it's very horrible, this world. And then there is jara, old age, which is very unpleasant. All the beauty we lose, all our vitality we lose our hairs, we lose our teeth. We need hearing aids, we need a pair of glasses, one for reading and one for far distant looking, and you know. And that ache in my back, I have to do some yoga and some gymnastics now. I'm 54 by now, so and you all know that the body is like that, old age. Then there is disease. I could talk for hours and hours on that, but I won't do that. You all have experienced it, so you already self-realized on that aspect, disease. And then, ultimately, death. Vyadi is disease, and mrityu is death. Then there is another kind of misery category, the pavarga, which means, first, parishrama, which means very hard labor. In this world, nothing goes automatically. If you decide to start family life when you were a brahmachari, living with all your possessions in a cardboard box, everything happened automatically. The temple president and bhakta leader and the sankirtan leader, they took care of us. And then that was very nice. But once we decide to get into this trouble, family life, then you are, well, we cannot maintain you here. Now you are responsible for your own family. Now you have to go and make some money to maintain your family. And then you go out in the world and, well, I didn't finish my study. I became a Hare Krishna very young. So what to do now? I went to so many jobs personally, different jobs, and I all didn't like them so much. But anyway, you have to do it. So parishrama, very hard labor, working like the ass, you know. And there is bhartadhya, which means bhartadhya means anxiety. It means disappointment. I think disappointment it meant. You, after working very hard and try to enjoy the fruits of your labor, ultimately you become disappointed. Oh yeah, that was pena. Pena, yeah, that is the that comes after hard working. After hard working, first, pena, to become exhausted by your work, like an animal. Sometimes you see animals like a horse pulling a car, a heavy load, a wagon with loaded. So then it has foam on the mouth. So that is another result of hard work. And the hard working, then there is also disappointment in this world. Parishrama, I think, was that. Bhartadhya was another one. Oh, there is also bhaya, which means to fear. We become very frightened in this world. There's so many dangers, yat param, vipadam, teshu. At every step in this world, there's some danger. Any moment, the most horrible thing could happen to us. You know? And so this is a very frightening idea, you know. And ultimately, there was one man, his name was Murphy, the law of Murphy, it was called, whatever can go wrong will go wrong ultimately sometime. Of course, that is very, very, pessimistic. That was the right word. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Yeah, pessimistic. So devotees are very optimistic because they're pessimistic about the material world. Srila Prabhupada said that to live a spiritual life is quite difficult, he said. I have to admit, ultimately, I have to admit that to you. But materialistic life is impossible. Maya is impossible. Yeah. So, pessimism. And but then, ultimately, there is mrityu, the dead, the final end. So, therefore, we have to get rid of this samsara, coming, staying in this material world and trying to be the enjoyer, trying to imitate Krishna, think that I am the enjoyer, but rather we have to accept Krishna as the supreme enjoyer, and then we have to know how to do that, how to surrender to Krishna. So, there are many verses and statements about how to surrender. of course, in this first Bhuktaram Yajna Tapasam, Srila Prabhupada, he called that verse also the peace formula. And he says that Gyatvamam Shanti Mrichati, real peace can be attained if we surrender to Krishna. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And this peace will be individually and collectively. If one peaceful person meets another peaceful person and they join a large group of peaceful people, then there will be peace in the world. That's it. So first we have to find peace ourselves. And that is our great contribution to the world, that we became actually peaceful persons. And in Krishna consciousness. So, when we get to know Krishna, who is Krishna? That is Krishna consciousness. We know Krishna more and more. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vati tatvataha tyakvarihan punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. That we have to understand Krishna's appearance, his activities, and so forth. And then we will become free and go back to the spiritual world. So how do we increase our knowledge about Krishna, then we also increase our love for Krishna. If you don't know someone, how can you love the person? If someone is a vague concept or some impersonal transcendental energy, something like that, how can you love electricity or radioactive radiation or something? You can't experience love, you know. Even the light of the sun or something, how can you experience love? Some kind of experience, but not love. Love is experienced by the interaction of two persons. So therefore, we have to become and see that Krishna is Suridam Sarvabhutanam. He is a friend. He is a person, the supreme Purushottama. The supreme personality, and then become peaceful and happy, because our position is jivera swarup hoy nichira Krishna das. That is our eternal nature, that we have to serve Krishna with devotion. So whatever we do, as devotees, we have to do that with devotion, not just as a routine, carrying out duties and whimsically. Well, I did it, something like that. No, there has to be quality also. And then there will be ruchi, taste. Or paramdrishtva, higher taste. So the poor fools and rascals who get so much entangled in the material world, who work like asses, and then they have to suffer. We feel compassion for them because we understand. We went through some things also, and now we are liberated. Omagyanati marandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I was born in the deepest darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master, out of his compassion, out of his causeless mercy, he opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Divya jnana. Divya jnana. Ridi. That he fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. So we have to become very grateful to the spiritual master and try to really appreciate what we have. And if we can do that, then also we can feel compassion for those who didn't attain that yet. And then we can become preachers, and we become more pure. And the purer we become, the more empowered we become, Shaktyavesh. And then we become very dear to the spiritual master. The first thing Prabhupada said when he came to the West, you are very intelligent American boys and girls. And when he came to Europe, he said the same thing, European boys and girls. And you can preach Krishna consciousness. Please do it. And his spiritual master said the same thing to him. You are a very intelligent boy. You are a very good listener. So you know English, you can write very nice, you can speak very nice. He was recognized and appreciated by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta exclusively. And so he said, yes, you are the one who will do it. So Prabhupada said the same thing, and we are saying the same thing. This is parampara, we are repeating. First, we have to receive the mercy, become open our hearts, and let Krishna work to purify us, and become very blissful, become grateful, knowledgeable, detached, enthusiastic, and then we give it to others. And when we do that, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Griyatamam, what is that verse where he says, the one who preaches? Yeah, that devotee becomes very dear. And then in the next verse he says, nobody. Nobody will ever be more dear to me than him. So when we want to become dear to Krishna, and dear to Guru, we become preachers. But first we have to become a perfect example. Then we will be liberated from all these entanglements described in all these verses in these chapters. And we will be very happy. Thank you very much. Do we have a little time? Any comments or questions? Everything is clear? Okay, then let's do it. Hare Krishna. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.